All the time. Yeah.
Yo, and we are up and recording. Greetings, everybody. This is Wesley Pepper. This is the Art Lexia podcast. This is episode 132. And if you are new to this channel, smash that like and subscribe button. Or if you get value from this channel, I would appreciate that too much. Just before I get to my guests, you know, guys, I'm working with Mustafa Junaidu on Junaidu Talks Football. So please look out for that channel. It's also on YouTube. I still haven't brought that channel into his channel onto mine. We're still figuring that out. I'm sure I'll tweet and blog about that. And also look out for the African Genius with Uncle Asal Kebolan. That channel, that playlist is also on the ArtLexia channel, and that's everything Pan-Africanism. And Junaidu Talks Football is not necessarily just about football, it's about a bunch of other stuff too. So yeah, look out for that. Yeah, that's the intro. So I'm talking today to PJ Sabaka about a very cool festival. It's the ninth edition of My Body, My Space. They're from a very beautiful part in the country, Mpumalanga. Lovely, lovely part of the country. So yeah, PJ, good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Hi. And there it goes.
No, speak.
Okay, no, we're good. No, I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me. I thought I lost you there for a moment. But yeah, we seem to be all right.
Yeah, man, like we said offline, this type of load shedding thing happens to me every week. I record about four times,
Yeah.
three times a week. And yeah, it's just part of being South African. It's like bottles. It's just something we just it's as being South African as it's as African as it gets. And I'm always putting a shout out, like if any major network provider listen to this podcast, yo man, hook us up with the what that Elon Musk Starlink sounds very exciting.
Exactly.
Very expensive though, and it's controversial,
Yeah.
but it sounds very exciting. My brother, let's jump into it, man. This festival sounds excellent. It sounds excellent. Let's just start from the beginning. Just tell us a little bit what's the festival about, and then you know we'll unpick everything bit by bit.
No problem. So the festival is called My Body, My Space. It's a public arts festival. So it's kind of key, its key desire or intention is to place art in public spaces as a kind of act of democracy. So we're very mindful of the fact that art and performance usually happens in quite kind of centralized spaces that are
Oh
not
yeah.
really that accessible.
Oh yeah.
And so we really want it's bringing art to people, taking art to where people are, where people live, and taking the stories that art carries with it to where people are. So, and it's the festival is dedicated to the stories people live with all the time, the issues, the stories. It's not about entertaining, it's about engaging, it's about unpacking, it's about sparking conversations, initiating dialogues, and really bringing the art to people where they live with the issues they live with. And so that's the kind of the spirit behind the festival.
The part you're saying about taking art to the people, that's actually straight up, seriously, that's like I've been doing that for the longest part, and this podcast is also part of
Yeah.
that because I believe that this is how you get hold of people these days is on your cell phone.
Exactly.
And
Yeah.
to take art to the people is a major thing, sort of reimagining art spaces. So just explain to us, I mean, you guys in your ninth year, so just explain to us a little bit about the history
Yep.
about the festival and where, you know,
Perfect.
how it came for you guys to because one thing, and my listeners know, any art institution to run for over 5 years is takes some
Yeah.
doing, so.
No, exactly. Thank you. Yeah. So the festival is a project of the Forgotten Angle Theatre Collaborative, and our the FATSI that we call ourselves has actually been going this year for 29 years. So we're heading for 30 years. So that's a huge achievement
That's
for us
massive.
to have,
That's massive.
yeah, to
Congratulations.
have lived this long. Thank you. Backbreaking work, but all good.
Yeah.
And my body, my sp yeah, it's tough. My Body, My Space was conceived by Forgotten Angle in 2014 initially as a festival for Johannesburg, because it was prior to us moving to Mpumalanga. And so it was originally conceived with the city of Joburg Arts and Culture peeps, around the Rio Vaya network. So thinking about corridors of freedom and how people are moving through public spaces and through the city, and how it's like, so it's like a nervous system. It's kind of going to pulse information. It was kind of before the Rio Vaya was really up and running. And then things shifted a bit, and we ended up anyway doing our first version in Ekurhuleni at the OR Tambo precinct in Watford. And that was a kind of a really amazing learning experience. Helps us understand what we were trying to do with the festival. Like any project, I think it takes time. You know, you've got to, it's all good and well on paper and in your head, but the moment it starts hitting the ground, you really begin to feel its pulse, feel its body, feel its energy, feel how people are responding and the kinds of things that happen to it. And then we moved to Mpumalanga in 2015 and established here as part of our kind of commitments to live more closely to our vision, which is about bringing marginalized people into the space, decentralizing arts practice, making work more accessible, ensuring that everybody has access, and so trying to contribute in a small way to that conversation, because it requires all of us to participate in that project. You know, no one organization, no one project is gonna solve that problem. But if there's a network of us, or if there is a community of people working towards inclusion, access, participation, then we can really make a difference. And since then the festival has been unfolding here in Mpumalanga in a municipality called Emakazeni. So this is the Dullstroom Mashadadorp area. Dullstroom is the tourist spot everybody knows about. We're on the shady side, so we're in Mashadadorp, which so the shady, dusty side, the dusty, muddy side, the side with the big potholes. It's the kind of forgotten side, the forgotten edge of the municipality. So not where anybody goes, and we quite like it here. We quite like it here because it's not about being a big commercial enterprise. It's about human beings. It's about their stories. It's about embracing each other and finding voice and time for each other.
I love that. I love that. Just to take you a step back, you're talking about the Rio Vaya bus and sort of working on those on those cars. That's something I'm pretty familiar with. I know that. I was going to jump to something. Let me go back. Explain to us the type of art that you guys do. One thing, and I want to sort of raise this. I was involved with Infecting the City 1 year. A few years ago, and I was very critical of some of the art. I mean, it was very beautiful. It was conceptually very beautiful, but it was totally unrelatable. Like 99% of the people who walked past, they didn't understand what the hell was going on, and it was actually, I think, kind of insulting, because there's a way of like this putting this very conceptual, very intricate, very layered artwork in a public space where there's working class people commuting to and from. They don't really have time literally to stop and appreciate. Yeah. And it's sometimes it can be problematic. So just explain to us like a little bit, you know, what type of art and how to use exhibit or whatever. Yeah.
Perfect. So, I mean, I think what is important to note is that My Body, My Space is kind of a flagship project of a broader set of programs. It's not a standalone activity. So it kind of rests on us being here in situ, immersed in community, working with young people, working with communities on a daily basis, day in, day out, and now for 9 years. So we have our roots are really deep within the community. And particularly with young people. So we work, you know, we work with almost 2,000 young people every month. In schools, after school programs, we run large programs in community arts development or throughout the province on behalf of the department. So our practice is deeply located within community and deeply located in trying to understand what role art can play within communities. So when we curate or start programming the work, that is the spirit and the approach we take. Of course, sometimes we are going to program that kind of conceptual work, and that sometimes and but for us the exciting piece is about taking that artist and putting them in this location where it's not manicured, it's not neat and tidy, it's a rural dorp or a rural township which is really dilapidated. We're not going to make it pretty for you as an artist. Yeah. We're going to show you a picture of the site and say, this is where you will be. How do you integrate or dialogue with that space? And because we are so immersed in community and we're working with the audience all the time, the audience has developed capacity, ability, and amazingly so, especially young people, to engage with these things. And so our audience is committed to being there and goes out of their way to be there. We transport people, we bring people together. And so so it's happening in community, but the audience is community as well. And we move as a community. The audience and the artists, everybody move together as a big community, watching, engaging, talking, discussing, unpacking. And so that's kind of how we like to think about it. It's beyond just placing art in public spaces. It's about how that art dialogues with the public space, how it dialogues with the audience. We're very mindful of that when we curate. And so we, a lot of the time, are working with a majority youth-based artist community. People who are experimenting, who are exploring their voices, who are exploring new ways of saying things, and that's really the big point of interest for us.
I love that. One of the things that I picked up from the press release is actually dealing with a lot of things to do with human rights. It's also so could you just explain to us some of the themes that will be featured? Well, I guess in all the festivals, but in particular this year's one.
Yeah. So we have landed in Human Rights Month, and it's just kind of where we have landed. Which was intentional, but also accidental, as a festival, and a lot of it governed by government financial year ends. So if we're getting funding from government, we've got to make sure it happens by the 31st of March and report it on. And this so this is where we ended up, and then we. You know, and it kind of deeply resonated with who we are as an organization, that we want to speak to human rights. So in this year's festival, you know, I can't even begin to touch on, there's not one specific human rights conversation. There are gender issues, there are race issues, there are gender-based violence issues, there are poverty issues. There's the myriad. When we put out the call for funding, for work, we give a curatorial focus, and this year, as for every year, it's human rights. So what is your dialogue with human rights, or what is the human rights issue that is burning in you? And we've also in the last couple of years been trying to marry it with climate, so that people are speaking about climate as a human rights issue, speaking about the impact of climate on human rights, the impact of human rights on climate, and so these what I kind of think of issues that collapse into each other and pancake, they layer themselves on top of human beings, on top of our lives, and can make our lives really difficult, and so we need these kind of layered responses that help disrupt this pancaking of issues.
Absolutely. Just another follow-up question on that. Given that you are, you know, based in Mpumalanga, is there maybe a specific human rights theme that is not as relevant, for example, like Gauteng or the Western Cape or the Northern Cape, that is unique to Mpumalanga that the artists are talking about? Is there something like that?
I don't think there is. I mean, for us as an organization, there is. And that primarily is around access to education, employment, these kinds of issues that are collapsing, particularly in rural systems. Access to basic supplies, water, sanitation.
That's such a huge problem. We
struggle with that just at the level of a festival, to try and curate a festival around infrastructure. Where is the nearest toilet? Where is the nearest tap? How are we going to make sure everybody has access to water during the festival? What are we going to do about sanitation and health issues? So these are the things that we confront as festival organizers. There's no one theme coming through in terms of the artists. There's interesting work. I'm sure it'll be interesting by young artists speaking to pollution, coal mining, health. Those kinds of issues are coming through. Gender-based violence is always a really strong conversation that comes through.
Just another follow-up point before I get to the program. The water issue is a huge issue. It's massive. I'm based in Kimberley now, and we have, like, last week, basically every day you get about 4 hours of water, per day. If you don't have a tank, you are pretty much through. The water issue is just something that it affects me personally, and I'm actually conceptualizing art around it.
It's a really tough one.
I scream about that on this platform nearly every week. I hate that. It's such an evil. Can we jump into the program? And I mean, you guys are running from the 11th, which is 2 weeks from now, to the 15th.
Yes.
What will the public be expecting from the festival? How will it be engaging? And can you explain a little bit about the program and that type of thing?
No problem. So the festival has various pieces to it, and the first piece, which runs during the weekdays of from the 11th to the 14th, is what we call our Arteries program. So we think about this as the periphery, but not the edges. Also, a critical center, life giving energy. Where oxygen and blood moves, we call it the arteries. Is really arts education focused, and so these programs work primarily in schools and in community centres, and we partner there with VITS, with Drama for Life, who are an amazing institution that do amazing applied theatre work and drama therapy work.
Yeah.
And so they will be coming with their whole MA team and the Drama for Life Theatre Company. And we travel, we've built relationships with schools. So we go spend a few hours in a school every day, taking children and young people through applied processes, in some instances, engaging drama therapy processes. We've engaged with the schools to find out what are the burning issues for you in your community, in your constituents, in your schools, so that we could hand that over to Drama for Life and they can figure out how to dialogue with that. And it's at the same time a learning experience for their master students. So while it's serving the school population, it is at the same time a moment for master students to get like a real on the ground felt experiences. And then from the 15th, we move into our nervous system, which is the center where everything is flowing to. I know it sounds a bit strange that we are creating another center.
I love the metaphor. I love it. Powerful.
We're bringing this point where everything connects, where all the dots are joined, where all the information meets, and we start off, we have a team running a workshop in flocking, so inspired by the movement of starlings. So it's basically about leadership and about how we lead and how we lead as a collective. And this is a workshop that will be facilitated openly. And there's a school coming from Johannesburg that will participate, and young people from here that will participate. And then it results in a kind of 30-minute improvisation performance in the middle of the town.
Fantastic.
Yeah, which will be really gorgeous. And then a Wellborn Theatre Company, who has an amazing performance poetry piece called Burning Rebellion, which really focuses explicitly on climate, will take place, and that's followed by another workshop. And then we move into the kind of program flow, which starts on Friday evening. And then it's a series of we're quite intentional by asking artists to be really succinct. We say 10 minutes, guys. That's your limit. 10 minutes. Yeah. People are standing. People are sitting in the sun. Yeah. People, please, nothing more than 10 minutes. You're gonna kill us. So keep it short. It's not about you. It's not about, yes, it's about your voice, of course, but it's about how does your voice engage this audience? And so keep it short, keep it succinct, keep it respectful of your audience and what they are experiencing sitting on a sidewalk or standing in the sun or it's late at night. So don't carry on forever and don't get indulgent. On the Friday evening, we start the flow. We flow in the town, at a school, at a bar, at a whatever, until kind of late at night. And then the following day, we start in the township at the public library, and we just flow through the township for half the day and then move back into the town for the rest of the day. So it's, and again, that the program is around infrastructure. It's like, okay, where's the toilet? Okay, we've got to start here because there's a toilet here. And we've got to end there because there's a toilet there or there's a roof. So if it rains, the audience can get there and they can get there. And we buy a couple of hundred umbrellas to dish out to kids and young people so that they've got some shelter from the sun. We dish out water bottles. It's this really soft, slightly crazy, very messy experience, and sometimes performances get lost just in the audience, and other times people are really focused on them. That's what it is. It's you rubbing up against this really rough environment, this unkept, unmanicured, slightly decayed environment, and other people and art, and
I love it. I love it. Congratulations.
You need to come visit. Thank you.
I love it. Yeah, as I said earlier on, this is like, I've got like, what's this, Wunder Place? It's my thing. It's that's my thing. That's the type of art I do. I was thinking, like you were saying with all these performances, is there a way that somebody outside the province could follow it? Like, is there a hashtag or can we see any performance like on Facebook or something like that, YouTube? Is there a way we can?
So Facebook is our most active space. You can follow us on My Body, My Space on Facebook. There might be some moments of live streaming onto Facebook, but there's not going to be, because we don't have the budget for the technology. We don't, you know, it might be a team member on their cell phone just grabbing some shots and. We don't have the budget for that kind of technology, and we also don't have the internet infrastructure to enable that kind of live streaming or access, unfortunately. In 2021, in fact, during COVID, we did a WhatsApp festival. That was our big dance with technology. We also like to, and it is a challenge. It went extremely well.
What was the response from people, and how did it work?
No, it worked through a platform called turn.io, which is kind of what the World Health Organization uses. It's and it was in fact originally developed as a health service, so a way to get information to people in very small bites, very cheaply. And very accessibly, and we were introduced via when we were trying to search for a way to do it, and we landed with them when we were just like, no, this is the perfect thing, because nothing could be bigger than 16 megabytes, which meant that all artists had to create. We wanted people to create in low def, So using their cell phones, using free editing tools. We took people through training doing that. So everything was accessible. You could create it on your phone, you could edit it on your phone, and then you could publish it on your phone. And then your audience could consume it on their phones as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. I mean, the platform has now got a bit expensive for us, but we reached thousands and thousands of people all over
I'm
the world
sure.
because it was
I'm sure.
literally, you know, it's a QR code or a number where you say hi and then you get a prompt and a message and a menu and you respond with numbers and icons and you navigate the festival like that.
Fantastic.
So yeah.
Yeah, like again, like this is totally up my alley. There's something I actually want to preach. I want to preach about. I'm very invested in technology. I'm in building. We're actually building an app.
Okay, cool.
I actually want to, but like the business side of me is like, whoa, like I want to make a few announcements and help anyway, but like my infrastructure is not ready yet. But like
Yes.
what you're saying really, really hits home, like in a major way. My brother, this is fantastic. You say that your major platform is Facebook. Can you just give us the
Yeah.
name again? Is it My
My
Body,
body,
My
my
Space?
space. That's
And
correct. Yeah.
is it just Facebook? There's no Twitter or
There's
Instagram
no
or
Twitter. There is an Instagram, and Instagram is FA Collaborative.
okay.
FA underscore collaborative. So it's the Forgotten Angles page. My Body, My Space doesn't have its own page
Yeah.
or profile on Instagram.
Like I'm really thank you for coming, man. I'm gonna chop this
Thank
thing
you.
up in various shorts. I think I've got
Perfect.
about five here.
Okay,
So
cool.
I push that on all my on my platforms. It's a really effective way of
Perfect.
getting hype around it. Is there any last things about the festival that you'd like the public to know about?
I mean,
Any
you know, I no, I think I'm good. Thank you. You've kind of interrogated beautifully. So I think I've shared a lot.
Yeah, man.
I suppose, I mean,
I'm
if no, if you've got space to pop a banner up so that people see logos or funders and stuff, that's, you know, funders always like to see that, and it's all
that's
those kinds of things always help.
I will in the what do they call it, the write-up thingy
Yes.
of the
Okay.
episode. I'll put in all the details there,
Okay,
the
perfect. Yeah,
contact.
perfect.
I'll chop it up. I'll definitely
Perfect.
help you
Okay.
do everything on my
Perfect,
side. I will
perfect.
also follow the festival. I want to tweet about it.
Okay, perfect.
It is in next week, and I definitely will make time for that.
Okay,
PJ, thanks a lot for
perfect.
coming through, my brother, man.
Thanks so much.
Very,
Thank
very
you.
exciting. Very, very great initiative.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Thank you
let's
so
keep
much.
reimagining these public art spaces. I think
Perfect.
it's
Yeah, I
important.
know for
I feel
sure.
that, as I said, this platform over here, if you look at all my previous episodes, most of my artists that I speak to, writers, poets, and so forth, are in the same, I would say, headspace. We're all tired of this rigid type of industry, the way it works, and try to reimagine a different. So,
Yeah.
so, 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 this will definitely reach some pretty cool people. My brother, thanks a lot, man. Is there,
Fantastic.
oh yes,
Thank you.
your contact details. If somebody wants to get hold of
Yeah.
you know, is there a
Yeah.
way? Is there a
Yes, sure.
not
They
your
can
cell phone
contact
number,
me on
of course, but like an email address or something like that?
email, pj@forgottenangle.co.za. It's
All right,
perfect.
fantastic. Fantastic, my brother. To my listeners, guys, I hope you
Thank
enjoy
you.
that shit, man. This is right up my alley, as you know. If you get value from this channel, man, smash that like and subscribe button. It'll help a lot. There's also a lot of to look forward to talking to a lot of poets. I'm talking to a few poets and a few visual artists I've lined up over the next few weeks. My brother PJ, I'll publish this episode. Let me just see. Today's the first, so it will be up on the 8th. But I will get
Perfect.
hold of you around about the 7th with everything. And so yeah, enjoy the rest of your Friday. And
Thank you,
we'll
and
see.
you.
Thanks again.
Thank you. Ciao, ciao.